This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Good to be with all of you on a Sunday evening. Sean Pendergast, CBS Sports Radio. And time to talk a little NFL right now. Good to be joined once again by the editor-in-chief at fansided.com, Jason Cole, joining me on the show. Jason, appreciate you making time on a holiday weekend. Hope you had a nice 4th of July. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, and I hope you had a wonderful weekend as well.
It was great, and now just relaxing, chatting with the nation. So it's all good, Jason. Appreciate you joining me. So gotten a lot of calls tonight from the D.C. area and actually other areas about this potential what looks like imminent name change with the Redskins. And I guess my question is, I saw some quotes from Ron Rivera saying that they're hoping to implement this maybe even before the season starts. How realistic do you think that is, just given the logistics of, you know, we see logistics of making uniform changes and things like that. How feasible do you think it is that the Redskins could turn and pivot on a name change that quickly?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's that hard to change your uniform or your helmets. I mean, in this day and age, you can do some of that. But I would say that they're probably going to keep the colors, right? So your base uniform you can probably keep, and you'll change the helmet around a little bit. But again, you can probably keep the base helmet, basic color of the helmet, change the logo. I mean, that would be my guess. You know, people have suggested the Red Tails as a really good next name for the team. That would be the same colors. And again, I think there are a number of other ones where you can work in, you know, their burgundy and gold combination. I think that would be okay. I mean, because I think that's the biggest problem. Now, printing of tickets, a lot of that other stuff, you know, materials, I mean, there's less of that in today's age as there used to be. So I think that becomes less of a problem. It's not like 1995 where all your tickets had to be printed by now and all of a sudden it becomes a huge, ugly looking thing. I mean, most of that stuff is done by computer. So I don't think it's as hard as we want to make it out to be, but it's certainly not easy. You know, it's especially when you're just trying to get ready for a season, right? Like you'd like to be focused on get the season going and get your team straight, make sure that everybody's healthy and that you can actually play. But now you've got this other, you know, odd issue that's going on that everybody's weighing in on, that everybody seems to really, truly care about. And it's really, in some ways, somewhat irrelevant to actually playing football games.
Yeah, and we know Daniel Snyder had been so dug in for so long on keeping the name. You know, given that it was a lot of business reasons that appear to be driving this, what was your what was your degree of surprise when you saw that statement from the Redskins during the week about them sitting down and evaluate? And if they're going to evaluate it, obviously they're going to change it, it would appear. But what was your surprise level that this was finally what pushed Daniel Snyder to go ahead and make this change?
Well, when FedEx is coming in saying change the name, and Nike's coming in saying we're not carrying your product anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when Nike says, look, we're not carrying Redskins anymore. What can you do? Your apparel sales just fell off the face of the map. Your biggest sponsor, you know, the person who's got the company that's got their name on your stadium is saying we're out, basically. You know, that's a lot of money down the drain. So, you know, it now became a money issue, and that's why Snyder has to react. I mean, prior to this, yes, he had dug his heels in, said we weren't going to do this because he wasn't going to upset his fan base into having to buy all sorts of new, T-shirts and jerseys and all the other paraphernalia that goes along with it. Those people will recover. Teams have changed their names in the past. You know, most notably, you know, the Baltimore Bullets / Washington Bullets, they became the Wizards, right? Mm-hmm. So other teams have done this in the past. Everybody will survive just fine.
Jason Cole joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Jason, the owners chose this week to lop off weeks 1 and 4 of the preseason. The players then, I won't say countered because this is really just them voting internally within their constituency, but they don't want to play any preseason games. Mm-hmm. What do you think ultimately happens with the preseason this year?
I don't think you'll see any of it. I think you'll see scrimmages, inter-squad scrimmages, maybe some kind of controlled scrimmage situation. Because I don't think you're going to have to be able to have fans in the stands anyways in most of these venues.
Yeah,
maybe a few of them were, you know, in states where, you know, COVID is not as high, but, you know, California, Nevada, Arizona, you know, both Texas teams, Florida's a disaster right now. New York certainly doesn't want to go, and New Jersey, they don't want to go through any more of this, right? Pretty much all the Eastern Seaboard teams. So I just think it's going to be really hard for anybody to try and play these games, play them with fans. I think that ultimately people are just going to say, look, at best, you're going to get a scrimmage where a team, you know, some team that is nearby and can either bus in or fly in, like Baltimore busing up to Washington to play, an inter-squad game. You know, you're going to get something like that. And they'll stage it in the afternoon at, you know, 1 o'clock or 3 o'clock or something like that. And, you know, make sure that everybody's in as safe a condition as it can be and try and get some kind of action in. But I think that is even a stretch. I think there's a very good possibility you don't even have that and that teams are just basically beating up on themselves during all the training camp. And coaches hate that. They just really hate the repetition of practicing against their own team all the time. You don't see anything new. You're developed too much anger within your own team, all those things that they hate about too many scrimmages within your own roster. But I don't think they're going to have much choice about this, especially if they want to stay healthy going into the season.
Yeah, well, and that's what I was going to ask you, Jason, because those joint practices, especially for the frontline guys, up until obviously this offseason, which is like nothing we've seen, but for the last couple off seasons, they seem to have replaced what the preseason games used to be for the top of depth chart guys. They would practice against these other teams,
yeah,
and then they just wouldn't play in the preseason. But now there's no joint practices, and now it's looking like they're going to be no preseason games. Let's pretend that that's what the case is. Even with just a scrimmage or two, what do you think that effect is going to be on what week one of the NFL season is going to look like?
Well, the quality of football is going to be bad for the first probably 2 to 4 weeks, right? I mean, but this has been symptomatic of how the game has been for probably the last 8 to 10 years, yeah, since teams went to so much reduced hitting, especially under the most current collective bargaining agreement. Not this one, I shouldn't say that, but the one that was signed in 2011 that reduced off-season practices and limited two-a-days during training camp and all that stuff that happened 10 years ago, right? All of that led to poorer and poorer tackling early in the season because the timing just wasn't right. Guys hadn't hit. And that usually takes care of itself. Game 3, game 4, game 5 is when I think things generally get to be sharper. You see some occasional games in the first week or two where execution is pretty sharp, but the hitting is still not sharp, and the tackling is still not sharp. And that's the biggest flaw. And that's what you hear people complain about all the time. Now, sometimes it's even the timing, and you get, you know, these ugly, you know, 10-7 or 17-13 games early in the season, and everybody starts to say, oh, football's terrible again. How will we ever watch this stuff? Blah, blah, blah. We've heard that for 10 years, basically. You know, we get over it by week 3 or 4, and people are still enamored with football.
Yeah, Jason Cole joining me on CBS Sports Radio. And I think one of the things that's going to be very interesting to see, Jason, without a real preseason or maybe a shortened training camp, whatever, is all these new quarterbacks adapting to their environments. Tom Brady, Philip Rivers, and Bridgewater. Yeah, and I want to ask you about Cam Newton, obviously. Since the last time you and I spoke, Cam has signed with the New England Patriots. What are your expectations? If Cam is healthy, if he's not healthy, then it's obviously not going to work. But let's pretend that he's healthy for a second. What are the expectations for a healthy Cam Newton with Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels?
I have absolutely no idea what to expect out of this. Because he signed late, so he hasn't worked in the system a lot, right? He hasn't practiced. He certainly hasn't practiced with his teammates, right? Plus, their weapons were bad last year, right?
Yes. They were.
And how have they gotten markedly better? Not very much.
Right.
Like, they drafted a few guys, but like they haven't gone out and just, you know, torn it up to get like three or four guys that you say, oh, this guy's a game changer, right? So, you know, Cam is by far the most talented offensive weapon that they have. So I think they have to completely redraw their system to just make it something that he is comfortable working with and can get through. I don't think they can run the Patriot system right away. I don't see that as possible. And I also don't see him. He's not a precision passer the same way that Brady was. Mm-hmm. He's not one of these guys who, you know, 1, 2, 3 balls out, right? It's gone and on time or in target. He's just never been that kind of player. It doesn't mean that he's not a good player. I'm not trying to say that. But he's not the same guy, so he can't run the same offense. So I'm fascinated to see how this plays out. But I think that there's a very good chance, and I know I'm one of the few who I don't know that he's ever going to play for them. I think that there's a good chance they get him into training camp and they say, well, we really tried, and we're giving Stidham some competition, but if we want to run our system, we got to go with Stidham. That's just my feeling about this. They will give Cam every opportunity to try and make it, but they have so little invested in him that I don't think they have to make it work.
Yeah, you know, it's a lotto ticket. There's no doubt about that. Jason Cole, editor-in-chief, fansided.com. joins me on CBS Sports Radio. Jason, really appreciate you making time. Thanks. I always enjoy the conversation.
No problem. Be good. Thanks.
All right, you too. Jason Cole joining me on the show.
All right, football fans. The NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.